Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll.
Tower clear.
Roger, roll.
Yes, my dear friends, welcome back to ET First Contact Radio. I'm your host, my name is Maarten Horst, and I bring you every week on PBS Radio the latest galactic news. And my guest today is Tara Ventura, and about Tara, I'm going to read you her introduction. Like many others, Tara's life consists of interesting twists, turns, and major life-changing events that continuously change. She had a near-death experience at the age of 7, and the loss of both her parents at an early age opened up her vision to embark on a journey that take humanity's plight to create colorful, beneficial potentials. Always creative and people-oriented, Tara dedicated that her gifts are her ability to inspire others. Through intense inner growth and applying unique tools such as studying with the Matrix, Energetics founder Richard Bartlett realized that her true interests in life lie in the opportunity to empower people to live creative and joyful lives. To live creative and joyful lives. Sorry about that. Tara has been a numerologist for 27 years and combines with her magical matrix sessions. Everyone's own unique birthday and name spell out their abilities, promising destiny, and natural talents that help us gain a better understanding of ourselves and others. She uses both tools to highlight our highest potential on the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual planes. Clients have said that Tara's way of teaching and healing is compassionate and angelic. So Tara, without further ado, I want to heartfully welcome you to the show.
That was quite an intro. Thank you.
Yeah, I was trying to be complete in my intro and give as much information as possible. But I think it's now your turn to explain to the listeners what you do as a practitioner and how people can reach you and how they can have a session with you and what you do during a session.
Okay, sure. Well, they can reach me by going to my website, The Magical Matrix, like you said, and my email and phone number are on that website. I'm themagicalmatrix@gmail.com is the email. But what I do is a couple of different modalities really into one. So, you know, numerology is an ancient science of numbers and saying that each number has a vibration. So I work with, you know, the blueprint of who you came into this life to be. And also, that's your birthday. And then also your birth name tells me, okay, so what did you do in past lives? You know, and that each letter corresponds with the number. So that's how you work with the name. You assign each letter a number, and then you add those up. And but in the interim, you look at, wow, this person may have a lot of threes. So they might have been like an artist or a, you know, a dancer, a musician, something like that, that they were really, really expressing themselves. And, you know, I'll talk to them about that, and they'll say, oh, well, I sort of do that now. Well, of course you do. It's in your DNA. You know, it's like you've done this in the past, and it's an interest. So when people wonder why they're interested in something or another, it's really a high interest. It's really because they've done it before. So, And then whatever numbers were missing in our name, which most of us are, whatever numbers we're missing, we come into this life in an out-of-balance way. So, you know, say someone's missing an 8. Well, that has to do with dealing with men, authority, power, money, all of that good stuff. So they might come here in this lifetime to work on that, and that'll probably show up somewhere in their chart, like the cycle of growth or, you know, somewhere else in their chart. So it tells me a lot about the characteristics, and then also it's like a weather forecast. Numerology can sort of predict what your year is going to be like, what your, you know, month is going to be like, and what the next 10 years. And it's like when you walk out in the morning, the weather, you're not going to wear a heavy coat if it's 100 degrees, right?
Right.
And yeah. And so that gives me a big blueprint on what people do. And then with that, I also do quantum energy stuff. And that is about taking a couple of deep breaths. And I do this with people. I'll say, you know, take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. And we go into that alpha stage. And that alpha stage takes us out of our out of our to-do list mind, out of, you know, where do I go in the traffic mind, all of that, and takes us into the stage of relaxation. And then I do this over the phone, you know, or Skype, or in person, but I really energetically look at their chakras, and I look where there might be blockages, or where, you know, there's the energy is can be flowing more. And just sort of energetically, it's called quantum physics, of course, you know, move that around in a very gentle way. And sometimes people will feel something, they go, ooh, you know, I've almost felt that, or I did feel that. So it's a wonderful feeling to them without actually you know, touching them or rubbing them or massaging them. And the results that I get are, you know, physically feel better, mentally. And I ask them, what do you want to see differently? You know, what in life do you want to see? It might even be, aside from physical, it may be that they want to create a life in which, you know, they want certain type of people in their life. And we really have an intuitive space, and we do that. So the basis is numerology because it gives me a lot of information about people. And then I go from there and work with the chakras and the energy.
That's interesting. And have you had success stories from people that you helped? And are there stories available to read?
There probably are, yes. On my website, there's a couple of testimonials, I would say, that, you know, people have, said that it was enliveningly an energetic experience. And another where I was doing a class, and I really tapped into, actually it's interesting, I tapped into her deceased husband. He had passed away a couple of years earlier, and he came up, and we could all, the people in the class, we could all feel the energy around that. So, and he was communicating to me that way. So in a way, the medium part of the aspect comes in too. I'll oftentimes be working with someone, and I'll say, well, who is this that, you know, this man that's talking to me that feels like a grandfather? And, you know, I'll describe the essence of what they look like or their personality. Absolutely.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, I've been interested in numerology for the largest part of my life. And it's something interesting. The number 37 reappears all the time since my birthday. I became 37 years old on March 7th this year. And right on my birthday, it was the 7th of March in Europe, but already the 8th of March in Asia. And that's the day when the flight went missing, MH370 from Malaysian Airlines. And you know what? The flight number is MH370, and you could interpret it, the flight number, as my initials, Martin Horst, MH, and 370. It's like I became 37 on the day that it happened. So I think something very amazing is going on with this flight. But also the number 37, when you multiply it with 3, you get 111. And when you multiply 3 by 7 by 11 by 13 and by 37, you get 111,111, 6 ones. And I found that out on my calculator when I was 14. So somehow this story is related to my life. I don't know exactly what it is, but what do you think about it?
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting, and I definitely think that it's a sign and you're being communicated with. And then think of it. I mean, your birthday was on the 7th, right?
Yeah, the 7th of March. Yeah, 7th of March.
7th of March, and then the, you know, the MX370. So, yeah, I had someone yesterday that said they're seeing, and I forgot the sequence of numbers, 234, something like that. And over and over and over and over in different places on, you know, license plates. So definitely, and you know, think about it, Martin, too, the fact that you have this radio show about, you know, UFOs and aircraft missing and that. So to me, it's a sign for you that saying, hey, you know, keep on keeping on, you're doing a good job. And all the ones have to do with, you know, energy, and it's our thoughts and what we're creating. So I would say that you're doing a fabulous job, actually. And happy birthday, too. It's been a couple months. Happy birthday. Yeah.
Well, thank you. That's a very nice confirmation. And I didn't interpret it in this way. But yes, of course, I feel very motivated by your words. And I'm very pleased to hear this. So, yes, I continue to do my work on BBS Radio and Finding Voices Radio. And I'm very happy I can do this. And Donald is always helping and doing a great job to connect me through with people all around the world. So, Tara, what can you tell me about the buildup of energy the last few weeks? Because I understand you are also an energy healer, besides that you work with numerology. So for me, it's quite interesting and mysterious to understand what's going on. But can you explain that to the listeners? Where are we heading to, and what is building up now in energy and in energetic ways?
Well, I think in an energetic way, you know, of course, with the buildup of 2012, and this all started years and years ago. You know, we were, you know, one millennium, of course, for 1,000 years, and that had to do with people really separating from the spirit world and becoming separate, and, you know, the material world and really the I thing. And then now we're in a two millennium, so, and I'm infusing a little bit of numerology here, of course, but the energy is such that we are going to see, and I forgot your exact question, but I think what's building up is we're seeing more people that want to cooperate with each other and harmonize with each other, and we're seeing a lot of the structures coming down, like the, you know, the financial structures, you know, here in the States. A lot of that happened within the last several years, and it's a lot of, and don't take any offense to this, but it's a lot of masculine power, and so now men and women are starting to feel the two energy of femininity, not feminism, but feminine aspect and their intuition. And I think we're moving more towards that type of energy field, to where we really, instead of using our left brain all the time and figuring things out that way, we're using our right brain, which is creative, it's feeling, it's the heart. I think we're going to come more from the heart place. And, you know, and that's actually how I work with people. I'll say take a couple deep breaths, and then I'll go into my heart space and connect with them. So the energy is changing. The earth is saying, wait a minute, you know, you've mistreated me. I'm tired of this. There was the harmonic convergence in the 80s, and that's really, of course, the 80s when all the financial stuff really started to get heavy duty. You know, the 60s actually were about love and peace, and, you know, the hippies were promoting that. Of course, maybe they had some things wrong, but it really was about love and peace. So we kind of got it, we kind of didn't. And then the 70s, the 80s, the big financial thing, and then that crashed. And then here we are now in the 2000 millennium. I think that the energy is shifting. A lot of people aren't going to get it. If they don't, then they'll either, you know, die off or just not be in the flow or whatever. But I think the easiest thing to do is just, you know, let it be, you know, let things, because we're going to see a lot of odd instances and occurrences and weather changes, all these things that, you know, the earth is saying, hey, I'm shaking up things. And of course, all the space stuff that's going on, the eclipses with astrology and all of that. So absolutely, I do think there's an energetic shift going on.
Yeah, I can feel that, and I can feel in my own heart that the feminine qualities, the feminine aspect of myself, is becoming more and more prevalent and more developed.
Right. Actually,
yeah, that's the reason that I can do this show, because to be connected with people, you have to be in the now and be in your heart space. And that's the way I connect with people. It's not only talking on the radio, it's also energetically connecting to the listeners and to the people I interview. And most of the time, the people have a spiritual background. And we want to convey the message to the listeners that there is hope, and that there is love, and that there is compassion, and that, in fact, if we live from the heart, the future is bright. So how do you see that, Tara?
Well, I absolutely see that. I mean, I think you hit it spot on, Martin. You know, if we live from the heart, then the future will be bright. You're absolutely right. And, you know, actually, I see so many people that are living in their head, and physical. They'll start rubbing their head when they're talking about their job that they're so stressed out, and I think a lot of people are going to be changing and doing things as well, expressing themselves uniquely. We all came into this life to express ourselves in our own way, and instead of thinking about, how much money can I make, is going to be, what can I do to serve others that I feel good about, that's my unique expression. And like you said, it will be more from coming from the heart space.
Yes, indeed. And I can see around me that people who do live from their head and are not attuned to their heart space are really having trouble by understanding what's going on. And when I see them coming towards me and asking questions like, what's going on and how can I help myself? And they're really opening up right now. And I think that's also due to the changing energies that people are actually forced to listen to their inner guidance.
Right. I agree. People are forced. I mean, they have inner guidance, and sometimes, we don't listen to it. We think, well, the ego comes into play. Our left brain ego, well, no, it has to be this way because this is what I was taught and this is what I know. And that's scary when we start using our intuitive space, because it's like, well, this is not the way I was brought up, or this is not the way that I was taught in school or church or any of the, foundations, our peers or whomever. And so when we start using that, and we attract, like you are, I mean, obviously you're attracting people who are coming from that space, who think differently, and congratulations for that, because you're doing a good job. And the more that we are like that and we just stand in our own power, then others will be attracted to it. Because, there's a real genuineness to this. People can detect when you're genuine and when you're, when you're being fluffy.
Yes, and, I do.
Uh-huh.
Yes, go ahead, Tara.
No, I was just going to say, when you're genuine, people are attracted to you and they want to know what you have that they're missing, which, of course, nobody is missing anything. Everything that we want and want to create is already inside of us. We have all of the tools.
Exactly.
Inside of us.
Yeah. The knowledge is inside of us. And when we attune to our inner self, we can also connect to the Akashic records and to heavenly realms. So how do you, have you helped people, Tara? If people come to you on Skype or to your practice, how do you tune into their past life? You do that with numbers, but what kind of things do you see, and what kind of things do you tell people what you know?
Yeah, what's interesting, I do start with their name and I do start with their numbers. Actually, each letter in the alphabet corresponds with a number. And, of course, there are different languages. So, United States, we have 26 letters, and each one corresponds with a number 1 through 9, then it starts over with, and so on and so forth. So, but I'll add up, when I add up their name and I look at the different numbers in their name, I can tell from, from a letter, say it's a number 3, that if they have a lot of them, if they have more than 3, say 3, 4, 5, then they were very artistic, maybe a musician, maybe a writer, something like that in past lives. And if they have a lot of 9s as well, if I see 3s and 9s, I'm thinking, okay, well, this person, because the 9 represents compassion and love and unconditional love, forgiveness, completion, really came here. I mean, some of the people that have lived that have, like Gandhi, that sort of thing. And, of course, it can be anybody from that to someone who's a baggage grocer, or bags groceries in a store. So anyway, what I do is I look at those numbers and I look at what's missing in their name. And then I intuitively go into it, and I see what hits come to me as far as I'm clairvoyant. And so I'm clairvoyant as well as empathic. And empathic, of course, is I pick up feelings from emotions, and I put it all together. I'll take a couple deep breaths, and I'll ask my client to do the same thing. So they do that, and I talk slower when I talk about it because it's a very sweet feeling. It's very calm and relaxing when we go there. I'll say, take a couple deep breaths into your nose, out through your mouth, and then we go into that space, and I'll tell them, you know, what pops up in my mind, what images or what feelings pop up, or if someone comes to me that could be, you know, past life person, or maybe someone who's passed over. So that's how I do it. That's, you know, I start with the numerology and then really intuitively go into it and paint a picture.
Yes, and the picture that you get, is it complete at the first time, or does it add up every session? You get more information every time?
You know, I probably more information every time. I mean, for the first time, of course, it's getting to know the person. But then some, you know, people will come to me a second or third time, and if I remember the information, it's great. If I don't, then there always seems to be a layering effect, if you will. So it might be that, say, someone has come up, or that they've been in a past life with, or that they were maybe a masonry, or that they were part of the Egyptian, you know, and I had someone that I could tell she, you know, she was part of the Egyptian Empire and knew about the pyramid codes and really felt like she was part of that. And so the next time that we talk about it, since we already know that information, she tells me, this is what you've told me. And I, of course, I have recordings. All of my readings are recorded and sent to you so that the listeners can listen many times. And, you know, we talk about it and then we breathe back into it and we'll say, okay, let's go back into it. And oftentimes, this is a fun thing, is the clients will have interactions and they'll say, oh, wow, I'm getting this. And so things sort of open up the opportunity. It's not just me. It's like, you know, telling them what it is. It's them us communicating together. Because like I was saying earlier, we already have inside of us all of our past knowledge and everything we, you know, want anyway. So it's an opening up of knowledge.
Yeah. So actually, yeah, when you have a session, you are also triggering the client their own knowledge.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. That's interesting. Now, Tara, the number 37 is really magical, and I've been doing calculations with odd numbers. No, you have even numbers and odd numbers, and how you call that numbers? Like 7 and 3 and 11?
Yes. Uh-huh. The uneven numbers? Uneven or odd numbers?
Yeah. The numbers that you cannot divide.
Exactly. And, you know, Martin, too, those have to do with the right brain. The even numbers are left brain oriented. They have to do with form and that sort of thing. The uneven numbers have to do with intangibles and intuition, creativity. So I don't doubt that 37 really resonates with you. But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, of course. But, you know, the behavior of those numbers is really interesting. When you multiply them, the odd numbers, with each other, you get very strange results, like symmetric, like 1331 or 1331331, or this kind of magical symmetries when you multiply them.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Interesting. I love that.
Yeah, I do. Me too. I've done some calculations. For example, if you multiply 3 by 7 by 11 by 13 by 37, You get 111, like 6 ones.
Oh my gosh, that is interesting.
It is, yeah. And I don't know what the meaning of it is, but I found it out a long time ago. But it's magical. It's really magical. And I would love to know someone who can tell me more about it. Maybe you can.
Well, you know, it is magical. And anybody that's really interested in numbers and symbols, you know, or really an old soul, have been around the block a few times. So, yeah. And you know what's funny? I have a piece of paper and a pen, and I'm writing down. I wrote down what you told me, the 3 plus the 7, and then...
Times. Yeah,
divided.
Yeah, it's every time it's times between. So 3 times 7 times 11 times 13 times 37.
Okay, okay.
You get 6 ones as six a result.
Ones. Okay. Interesting. And I was writing that down, and I'm not sure this means anything, but it's interesting to me. I was writing down the 7. You said 3 times 7. And at first, then you said something about dividing them, I believe, didn't you as well?
Well, the numbers itself, you cannot divide by anything because they're odd numbers.
Okay, okay. Well, that's what you're saying, the dividing. But anyway, I was writing them down, and the 7, I all of a sudden made into the pi, what is the pi r square, that formula. And so And I don't go by that formula, which is really interesting. And I'm looking at the 7. I'm thinking that looks like the pi symbol. So now you really have my interest up, peaked as to what all this means. So what I do, Martin, is I use my hand as a pendulum.
Yes.
And I'll say, okay, so what does 3 times 7 times 13 times 37?
Don't forget the 11.
And the 11, right, 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 right. And so, okay, so what it feels like to me, and these are some feelings, I don't know about predictions, but like I was saying earlier about the ancient knowledge, the ancient pyramid knowledge, mm-hmm. I have a feeling that, and when I'm working with people, sometimes on their back, I'll go around to the back of them if I'm in person. If I'm not, if I'm on the phone, then I go around to the back of them anyway. And every so often, I'll be working with someone, and in their back area, it's almost like I can feel that that's where the pyramid knowledge is. That's where the codes are. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sort of just tapping on your... I've never met you, of course. We've never met, have we? And I'm in the United States, and you're in the Netherlands, but I'm sort of tapping on your back, and I'm feeling that in the lower right-hand part of your back is very interesting. I'm having a feeling that there was, you've had experience, you know, you've done this before a long time ago and really knew those codes and knew what some of these codes meant, and then also quandrum, the ancient sea, something about that's coming up.
Wow. But I do feel you at the lower part of my right shoulder. I do feel energy there right now.
You do. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, I'm seeing a red. It's not a real deep red. Sometimes I see real deep, but it's like a line coming down from your shoulder. There was a little bit of a dull red and also has some blue. And so if I knew what that meant, what would that be? Mm-hmm. And then a yellow ribbon. Okay. So sometimes I don't know, and this is what comes up later, but it just feels like you have some structure of the pyramid knowledge within you. And so to tap into that, yourself, you know, you could just really either meditate on it, or I'm thinking of ways that you could tap into it, because I'm like tapping on your shoulder to the bottom, kind of like where your waist is to above or below your shoulder blade, and then through that area on your right side.
Mm-hmm.
And so are you right or left-handed, Martin?
I'm right-handed.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. And then, so up into your shoulder, too, it's almost like it's the boss. I don't know how to say it. It's the boss of your... It bosses over the left arm. So it's in control. It's in control of what you're writing, of what you're doing. And I almost see you really as, a, you know, doodling these things and really being a shepherd of the codes and the symbols. And so I'm energetically just like opening up your, you know, your back and really just letting that knowledge go into your heart and into your mind as well to understand what more of that is about. So, and then a little bit along your lower back as well, like kind of like right in the middle. I felt at one point that you were either had a belt around you or were, I don't know what that is, but it was like holding you back. But yet your right arm was sort of the boss of this whole thing, that you really wanted to make notes and comments, but maybe someone was holding you back. Maybe that's what that was about. And now you're wanting to really get into it and talk about it and explain it and express it.
Yes, I would like to unravel this information, this code. And right when you were talking, Tara, I had some visions of, well, actually an idea that at the ancient pyramids of Egypt and of Teotihuacan in Mexico, I saw that in a past life when I was there, I had to do with some very secretive codes or something with numbers that was really classified. So I try to get it back, and I will need time for it, but I would love to explain it to the listeners when I know more.
That is so interesting. As you're saying this, I'm also empathic, and so I pick up on people's feelings and emotions, and then I got the, when you were saying that, I was getting the chills, and that to me is an affirmative yes, that you are right.
Yeah, something classified with 3, 7, and 37, 11, 13, and 7. So, it is a unique calculation that I discovered just by experimenting with my calculator when I was 13 or 14 years old in this life.
And I
was very young when I discovered this sequence.
Were you into math, or were you into symbols, or do you remember what you were doing at that time, Frei Martin?
I went to the Steiner School, you know, Rudolf Steiner, and our teacher was teaching us the Platonic bodies, like the tetrahedron and the octahedron and the icosahedron, you know, the sacred geometry.
Yeah.
And I was very interested in sacred geometry and in numbers. And actually, when I was 18 years old, made up of a shape. It's two how you call them? Two seventh angled figures with five angled figures around it and triangles around it, and they fit together. They are like an orb, and I never built it actually in 3D. I tried to build it from paper when I was 18 years old, but I was very fascinated with the number 7 and how you can make like an orb of seven angled shapes.
Yes, that's awesome. I mean, of course, in numerology, the 7 is the spiritual number. It's the number that wants to obtain the important facts in life, the mysteries of life, the hidden mysteries of life. And so you took the number 7 and you made it into different shapes, different angles at the age of 13, which is also an interesting number. And so, you know, it's just fascinating to me. And what you were saying earlier about the Mayan pyramids and all that, I do really feel like that you were, you had some knowledge that maybe wasn't to be shared, or people felt like it wasn't to be shared. And now you're really playing with it. So I would say, I would encourage you to keep doing that. And, you know, maybe make it into a 3D. Like you say, have you, you've tried that?
I still have the model. It's very small. It's only 10 centimeters in a diameter. But I could rebuild it in a bigger shape. And make pictures of it and send it to you. Maybe you can find something out about it.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. You know, I am also fascinated with crystals. Two or three times a month I work, or I do readings at a large crystal store here in Austin. And I recently purchased one that was in the shape of a pyramid. And And so it's very cool to have. And, of course, the crystals themselves have so much energy, so much very potent. In fact, I have one crystal but it's called Moldavia and comes from Czechoslovakia. It was from a meteor that crashed, I don't know how many years ago.
Oh, yeah, I know this crystal. It's greenish, right?
It's greenish, and when you hold it, kid you not, you can feel the tingling in your hand.
So, I know, it's amazing, yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of energy and a lot of personality, absolutely.
Yes, I sleep with crystals since I was 5 years old. My mother gave me a crystal to balance myself. And I do still hold crystals in my hand when I go to sleep.
Ah, see there, you're very much of not only this earth, but of, you know, probably other planets. I mean, I was told that many years ago by someone. I thought, really? But, you know, I feel like it's true. And so you work with crystals, and they do have personalities. And, you know, the amethyst, of course, increases our intuition, and crystal or quartz are great. So there you go. I mean, you're working with all types of tools to communicate these different symbols.
Yes, indeed. And crystals have been an important part of my life always. And when I sleep somewhere else and forget my crystals, I miss them. I really feel
really?
I miss them emotionally, you know?
Yeah. So what type of crystals do you sleep with? Which one?
Well, I have a quartz crystal that is shaped in an icosahedron, which is 20 triangles in an orb. And then I have egg-shaped amethyst, a small rose quartz, and I have a big piece of pyrite. Pyrite?
Yes, pyrite. Absolutely.
Yes. And they're always in my bed.
Well, I know. That's funny because I sleep with crystals under my pillow, and one of them is a rose quartz because rose quartz, of course, has to do with, you know, love and angels and all that. So very interesting, and I do have an amethyst at times and tourmaline, which is grounding, and of course quartz amplifies and is good for everything. So it amplifies the other crystals.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, and yeah. Now that we are talking about those crystals, I really feel a deep respect and love for them. And crystals are, of course, the most ancient parts of Mother Earth, of Gaia. And I think I would encourage the listeners to use crystals because they have amazing healing abilities. And also, I think that crystals have a memory. And when you hold a crystal every day in your hand, it's keeping your memory. It's keeping your aura. It's keeping your metaphysical memories, your higher self. The next day when you take the crystal again in your hand, it's like an exchange of energy and information, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Crystals are amazing. I'm like you. I mean, really people go out and even get a quartz. They're fairly inexpensive for what all they do. And, you know, you're talking about that, and I'm noticing that, have you heard of the oldest skull, crystal skull, that's been around called Max? Are you familiar with that?
I am, yes.
Yes, and so I was noticing, I was reading a newsletter earlier that it's going to be brought to this area, and that people have, it's opened their vision, their intuition. They've had, like I said, visions from it. So it's awesome. They're like computers, like it you say, they're computers of information, and they have all of these abilities that we're, you know, as light beings, we're trying to tap into. Mm-hmm. So very fun. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And I also think that highly evolved angelic beings and extraterrestrials are also communicating through crystals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. I think that crystals are a form into which they can communicate and understand. And because, you know, we were talking about the Moldavite earlier, so where's that from? It's from a meteorite that was, you know, way out in space. So, yeah.
Yeah. Sarah, do you also use crystals when you do a session with people, when you heal people?
I do. You know what I do is when I'm working with people's chakras, and oftentimes, you know, say it's the throat crystal, or excuse me, the throat chakra, and I either use, you know, blue calcite, and I'll hold it, or I'll have them hold it, or hold it to their, you know, their throat area, or if it's the heart chakra, you know, that could be rose quartz, or it could be a green. You know, every chakra has to do with color. So yeah, I really do use them, and I cleanse them and wash them off between readings, or we'll, you know, they'll purchase a crystal and we'll use it. So yeah. Because, and with myself, I'll tell you about myself. I've used them a couple times to relieve lower back pain, and I had a headache once, and I put an amethyst right on my third eye, and bam, it went away. So,
yes, it's amazing.
You can use them yourself, or you can, you know, go to someone. But it really is amazing, because mm-hmm. yeah.
Tara, again, how can people contact you?
They can contact me at, let me give you this is my phone number, of course. It's in the United States, but it's area code 512-203-6320. And then go to my website. It's themagicalmatrix.com, or it also, use my name if it's easier for you, TaraVentura.com. Both go to the same website, and people okay. can reach me there, and it has all my info.
Very good, because we have about 8 minutes left. So, Tara, I would like you to tell the listeners what you wish them what you wish for humanity, and maybe you can finish with saying what you can do for people and what you can do for people to help them with what kind of problems they can come to you, or if they are curious about some information they want to know. So,
okay.
Just go ahead, and I will be listening.
Okay. Well, you know, you read my statement about lifting humanity to a higher place. And, you know, here we go with numerology, but my birth name, birth date are both nine. So I'm very much into that. I am myself still like an old soul. And I want to see people create the life they want, coming from their heart space. And I want this whole human experience to cooperate with each other instead of wars. Let's connect. We are individual beings, let's connect together, let's love together, let's be together, let's cooperate together. And so that's what raising the human vibration to me is about. So by doing your reading and your energy healing, you know, it is all a mind-body experience. And we focus on who you are and what you can be, what you can determine your own life to be, how you want it to look. And, you know, problems that people come to me with have to do with maybe it's physical, maybe it's a relationship that they, you know, they're not sure about, or they don't see eye to eye with a person, or maybe the person is leaving. Maybe there's a divorce, you know, coming along, or it's a sibling. I've seen it to where, you know, there's someone dies and leaves inheritance for siblings, and then, you know, becoming a tangled web. So we work on how people can cooperate with each other, with, you know, their pets, with the animals. The animals are an important part of all of this too. They're so close to the spiritual life and to Earth, and can communicate with us. So in this whole deal, I say, well, what do you want to see differently? What is it you want to see differently? It can be anything. It could be something as minor as, well, I want my car to, you know, to run right. Or I want to see more money, or I want to be able to pay my bills, or I want my business to go this way. I want to do something I've always thought about doing. And, you know, let's put that together for you. Let's talk about it. Let's go intuitively into it and create that for you to the point of your feeling it. And so we may have, you know, one or two or three sessions, and each time we build upon that. And it's like you were saying earlier, and we build upon that, and we grow their expansiveness. And it's almost like I mastermind for people, and I'll tell them, you know, I see you doing, you know, things that they have always wanted to do in their heart, but, you know, maybe we're too afraid to take the step forward. And I'll just take their hand, you know, energetically, if we're doing it by Skype or phone, and take their hand and let's do it together. Let's walk out and present yourself and take a few steps. And then eventually they become very comfortable in that space and very open to it. So people come to me for all kinds of things. And sometimes I feel like, you know, a consultant. I've worked with them with, like I said, marriage. And although I'm not a counselor, but, you know, things like that do come up. It feels like a consultant type position. And I love it, because nothing matters to me more than when people either get off the phone, just like a woman I was talking to yesterday, and she had many questions, and she said, oh my gosh, I feel so much better. I feel calm. And she said, I know when I feel calm that I'm going to make the right decisions based on what she and I talked about. So it really is about them feeling inspired, empowered. That's what I'm about. I want to inspire and empower you, and to be the best you can be. And that may not mean doing a lot. It may just be feeling complete on the inside, knowing that everything you have is within you, and that it's lovely and it's beautiful, and let's focus on that.
That's really amazing. Well, I have felt calm through the whole interview with you, Tara, and it's been a pleasure for me to have you on the show. And I really have a great feeling about you and doing your work. And I want to thank you for being on the show. It was really a magical hour.
Well, thank you, Martin, so much. It was magical for me too, and that's a great space to be, isn't it? So thank you so much.
It is. So my name is Martin Horst, the host of ET First Contact Radio, here on BBS Radio. And I had Tara Ventura on the show, and her website is themagicalmatrix.com. So thank you very much, Tara, and love and light to the listeners. And I'll be back next week with a new guest. Surprise, surprise. Love and light.